that he therefore thought the more. And when the house dog snuffed at him with his nose, he confessed the leapfrog was of good family. The old councillor, who had had three orders given him to make him hold his tongue, asserted that the leapfrog was a prophet, for that one could see on his back if there would be a severe or mild winter, and that was what one could not see even on the back of the man who writes the almanac. "I say nothing, it is true," exclaimed the king, "but I have my own opinion, notwithstanding." Now the trial was to take place. The flea jumped so high that nobody could see where he went to, so they all asserted that he had not jumped at all, and that was dishonourable. The grasshopper jumped only half as high, but he leapt into the king's face, who said that was ill-mannered. The leapfrog stood still for a long time, lost in thought. It was believed at last he would not jump at all. "I only hope he is not unwell," said the house dog, when, pop, he made a jump all on one side into the lap of the princess, who was sitting on a little golden stool close by. Hereupon the king said, "There is nothing above my daughter. Therefore, to bound up to her is the highest jump that can be made. But for this, one must possess understanding. And the leapfrog has shown that he has understanding. He is brave and intellectual." And so he won the princess.
"It's all the same to me," said the flea. "She may have the old leapfrog for all I care. I jumped the highest. But in this world..."